Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. I'm Trish Irvine, and today I'll be sharing with you what God has been doing in my life. Today is the memorial of the guardian angels, and we each have a guardian angel. So it's a day to remember the great blessing and gift that it is to have this spiritual being who is guarding and protecting us and desiring to lead us to heaven so that they can spend eternity with us praising and glorifying God. But if you're like me, you spend a lot of time actually just not thinking about the reality of having a guardian angel. And part of that is because as humans, and I talk about this with my students, as humans, it's so hard for us as like physical and spiritual beings to wrap our minds around beings that are real and exist, but are not physical. And that's just kind of one of the difficulties of being human. But we should cause ourselves to remember that angels exist. We celebrated the Feast of the Archangels just a few days ago. But the angels exist and that they are there to continually bring us towards the Lord. And so the responsorial psalm today is Psalm 91. The refrain is, "The Lord has put angels in charge of you to guard you in all your ways." And it goes on to say, "You who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will rescue you from the snare of the fowler, from the destroying pestilence. With his pinions he will cover you, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His faithfulness is a buckler and a shield. You shall not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that roams in darkness, nor the devastating plague at noon. No evil shall befall you, nor shall affliction come near your tent. For to his angels he has given command about you, that they guard you in all your ways." And there's this beautiful truth in Christianity that God loves humanity with this surprising love, that he becomes one of us so as to save us, and then he entrusts us to these spiritual beings who are powerful and mighty and this great intellect, and yet he gives to us an angel to guard us and to protect us. How terrible it is that most of us, myself included, don't spend a lot of time thinking about our guardian angels. But there was this striking line in the gospel for today that kind of just made me see this in a slightly different angle. So it's from Matthew 18, and it says, "The disciples approached Jesus and said, 'Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?' He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, 'Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. And so one thing is that it's kind of interesting. So tomorrow for Sunday Mass, if the longer form of the gospel is read, we'll see this after the discussion about divorce, we'll see this little section of people bringing the children to Jesus so that Jesus can bless them, and the disciples trying to kind of keep them away, and then Jesus emphasizing that we need to be like children to be in heaven. And so we see that also mirrored in today's gospel, the importance of becoming childlike. And so if what Jesus says is true, which we can trust that it is, he's saying that to enter into the kingdom of heaven, we need to be like children, which seems like that would make sense to say that the angels in heaven also have this childlike aspect about them, that instead of rebelling like Satan and saying, I will not serve, instead they do serve. And while there are a lot of things about them that are not like human children, there are many things that do mirror that innocence and that goodness and that trust and surrender to the Lord. But the last line, which seems to be kind of the reason that this gospel might be read on the memorial of the guardian angels, it talks about how the angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. And when I was just thinking about that, it kind of struck me and shifted my perspective a bit of, sometimes I think about my guardian angel being like this person that's right next to me, I just can't see them. But they don't have a body, so they're not confined to a particular place. And then I was just considering the reality of this being that's present to me and guarding me and protecting me, but also just at the same time gazing upon God the Father and just being in perfect communion with him. And that just kind of surprised me a bit. The reality of this guardian angel that is present to me and near to me, and yet also simultaneously gazing with glory upon the Father and in this state of beatitude. And there is this desire in me that the experience that my guardian angel has is one that I desire to have. And if I have this being so close to me, guarding me, protecting me, who also is in this perfect union with the Father, then how much more should I reach out to them and to ask for their intercession in a particular way, since they have a closeness to me while also a very real closeness to the Father. And that just kind of change the view of, it's not just like this unseen person who's next to me and is with me, kind of like a ghost following me around, but rather there's this being who has this great concern for my soul, and yet also at the same time is just looking with wonder and adoration and love upon the Father. And I want to embrace more fully that reality through a gratefulness for my guardian angel, and also just an intentional seeking of their guidance. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the gift of guardian angels, for the way in which you love and care for humanity and acknowledge our littleness by entrusting us to these beautiful, powerful, pure spiritual beings. Lord, grant us the grace to respond always to their promptings so that we might spend eternity in heaven with you and with them. Amen.
Are you new to the faith, or are you interested in kickstarting your prayer life today? Consider checking out our free 10-day mini course, Kickstart Your Relationship with Jesus. For 10 days, we'll send you a short reflection as well as a few considerations and suggestions for prayer. We'll also invite you into community and daily discussion through our Come Follow Me platform. Our mission at Come Follow Me is to assist disciples on the journey. We look forward to journeying with you. To join the mini course, visit comefollow.me/kickstart. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.